For you, pigeon.
Thank you.
Oh my. She was a lot.
For you, pigeon, this entire glass of wine.
Yeah, it's half the bottle. That's usually how I drink a bottle. Just gotta put half in each glass. And now, we are ready for this cast of the pod. Prost.
Prost.
Prost. Prost.
No, it's not like prostate.
Prostate. To our prostates.
There's not a collective prostate here.
We're back!
We are back.
Collective prostate.
Mm. Bet you didn't think you were going to hear that today.
Do you think anyone has ever toasted to collective prostates?
Prostrates.
I can't say it. It's not easy to say it together.
It's not easy to say when that doesn't exist.
Yeah, wow. You know what does exist?
Hmm.
Whatever is recording this podcast, it's amazing. We just talk and it gets on there and then people can listen.
And it's a one take wonder, you know?
Hopefully.
We never do any editing.
This is take 11, people.
This is not take 11.
Do we still have 33 followers or is that down these days?
Well, maybe we should own up to the fact that we said we'd be back in weeks.
Mm.
And then we took a recess.
We did. And recess in the full sense of what you're thinking, everybody.
What is the full sense?
We were just playing. Just outside, enjoying, you know, the last 2 years before we did a podcast. I just want to do a shout out to Savannah, who definitely is one of our listeners.
She is one of our listeners.
Because we, on the down low, might have released a podcast, and it was a mini cast. Just to, you know, kind of sprinkle the truth that we're back.
I mean, it was like a very direct foreshadow.
But. Yeah, and I think Savannah like immediately listened to it, which really made me happy because I just had no clue if we had anyone still there after 2 years of just dillying the daddling.
We can't really blame anyone. Anyway, so,
we
yes.
We can't. It's our fault. But now we're here.
This episode's dedicated to Savannah. Savannah. So there's a new method to the podcast because thank you for that.
I gotta take my glasses off for this.
Okay.
I'm putting them back on.
Okay. So going in chronological order felt too predictable.
Painful, if you ask me.
Okay, those are not those are not synonyms.
Predictable is common ground. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Well, who needs to go in order? It's not even like someone, no producer said, hey, Financiers, you have to go in order.
Chronological. No, and it, I don't know if painful is the
correct term. Excuse me.
But we decided to just do, yeah, you and me.
Yes.
Decided to do more of a random draw.
Tell them, pitch!
So we just threw like all the possible topics in this plastic cup.
It looks like it was not washed. I think we had a smoothie in that, and there's still a couple smoothie bits at the
top.
There's
always smoothie bits in my smoothie cups. I feel like anyone that knows me and the amount of smoothies I usually drink would know that. What kind of smoothies do you eat?
Well, there was this one smoothie.
Excuse
you
me,
made.
I'm trying to shake up the topic cup. Of all our
Pidge
topics.
Made a smoothie and it was so thick that I couldn't get it out of the cup and I tried hard and then it just fell onto my entire Go Sports shirt and now that shirt is ruined.
It sounds like you're blaming me for the fact that I offered, you denied when I offered you a straw, I was going to say a fork, a straw or
a what? Who eats their smoothie with a fork? Who drinks their smoothie with a fork?
I mean, if you're trying to challenge yourself. But you did. I offered you, and you said no, and then it fell over you, and I'm kind of like, that seems like a you problem.
That's really true. You know, to me, it's a gravity problem, and I just didn't realize that that delicious, delectable smoothie was going to fall onto my entire outfit that day. It even got my pants.
Well, I hope gravity takes accountability.
Damn.
But it won't.
Ooh. Okay, Pitch. A little spicy over there, Widget.
Spicy as always. So anyway, before I lose all these. So
there's a lot in there.
I know. So I'm thinking
23.
I know we already like agreed on this, but just to tell the followers. So, we're just actually going to pull one out of here, and it could be from any of the last three-ish
decades.
Years. Well, oh, okay,
right.
No.
Years.
Not decades.
Pages
this is
these
not
up.
Therapy.
That's true. That's how your therapy goes? They just kind of mix up a little smoothie cup of items?
Sometimes it's just what it feels like.
I can relate to that.
So anyway, not 3 decades, 3 years.
Mm.
You can just pull any of them.
Well, this is riveting.
I know.
Okay, so who's going to pull?
Well, I figured we go back and forth, but I figured...
You go first.
No, you.
No, you.
Fine.
Oh, okay, that was easy.
Do you want to go?
No, you go.
Oh, my God. It could be any of them.
Pigeon.
I feel like I'm pulling out like the winner of like a 50-50 raffle or something.
For like a DVD player or something.
DVD player.
Sorry, that's just what it was.
With like the Space Jam like DVD in it. It's like the school carnival grand prize.
I mean, that's what I would be aiming for. I want to
take
that.
The original Space Jam too.
Oh! Gotta get sucked into a golf hole. It's the only way. Can you do your quick impression of one of the aliens from Space Jam?
I knew you were going to ask that the second I brought Space Jam.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to draw out the dramaticness of this first poll.
You know the little alien that has, like, kind of the higher, and it's... But then there's the other one, like, that basketball! But then the other one that's just like... Basketball. Like, you know that one?
Oh my goodness. That is spot on. That's at least 2 out of 5, I think.
We'll pepper those in
throughout the rest of the podcast.
Okay.
You know?
I'll try to work on it like when they get like, you know, they take Michael Jordan. Or not like his powers, but the other basketball players' powers, and they get big, and then they have like that really deep voice.
This could be a podcast just about Space Jam. I mean, the first one, that is. Okay, all right, we have a poll for our first topic. Oh, this is a good one. I mean, there are no not good ones in there because we wrote them.
Oh, that is a good one.
So, everyone's been asking, and we will respond with. One of our most scintillating, how would you say?
They're all scintillating too.
Oh, okay. Well, I just like that word.
Okay.
One of our most top 37 scintillating stories from Tulum, Mexico.
Tulum, Mexico, February 2024.
Yeah, we went there. And then we went home.
Okay, well, we're actually going to talk about when we're there.
Next podcast.
No. No.
Well, let's share about this nugget.
Yeah, why Tulum, David?
Well, I am not sure, actually, if I can share on this cast why Tulum. Oh, you seem to be nodding. Pigeon.
Really?
I can't, so no.
Well, just don't, use dates.
So not the dates, okay, yeah. Well, this was a celebratory trip. I don't know, I can't speak, my lips are like not moving. Celebratory.
Let me try.
Thank you. Celebratory trip. That helped.
Got you.
Because, you know, we celebrate personal and couple growth. And so.
Cheers.
That's. Are these cups even made of glass? Why do they sound like they're...
Clunk!
What is that? Hold on. Oh. Okay.
It does kind of sound like we're, like, knocking two bricks together.
Yeah, you're telling me. Okay. Anyway, we really wanted to celebrate in the wintertime. And, I don't know, why not? Tulum. Let's go there. So we did.
Okay, well, I think there was more to that decision
because
Tulum is now kind of a more, I would say more like a tourist. Sorry, I took a break there. More of a tourist option for, I think, those that practice yoga.
Smiths, we're just recording a podcast. There's no need to be anxious over here. Don't worry, it's going well so far. My cat really likes to disrupt our podcast, and she has arrived.
Smance. Anyway.
Yeah, we'll just carry on.
Tulum. So I think yoga's been one of those things that I have continued to really push in further. And I thought it was so kind, because I know I had told you, I think not that far before that, I'd always wanted to do like a whole yoga retreat, like a whole like week long or something. But I know time, like getting time off like that for my job is kind of tough sometimes. So I feel like, I don't know, it was so sweet for you to like surprise me for a Christmas gift, actually, for the upcoming February to go to Tulum for like a whole weekend. Wow. So thank you.
You're welcome. I thought it was a good gift because I got to go too. So, you know, it's a gift to both of us. And we stayed at a forest wellness retreat center, which it was magical there.
It was so pretty. All the pools, every room was like really gorgeous. It really made you... It was the very glamorous way to take a yoga retreat. I think because I always think of, like, Eat, Pray, Love. Like, I think of, like, me, you know, staying in, like, a very, like, housing community. Like, we're all sleeping on the floor or something. Hmm. And this is, like, kind of the glamorous way to do it. But it was super pretty, so.
Yeah, we arrived there, and then we immediately went into one of the classes they offer. They offer a ton of wellness classes, special events. You know, there's a lot to go and see in Tulum, but our little forest wellness retreat was popping. Excuse me.
I don't know how that's going to sound on microphone.
Yeah, but... I don't know. Excited to listen to that. So we got started immediately with a tantric yoga lovers couples class. We didn't even put our luggage down. We just went straight in.
And we were the only couple.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that wasn't awkward.
We were the only couple. I mean, there were two other people in the class, along with the teacher, but it was funny because we were the only couple in the class.
Yeah, and then it just got wild.
Well...
That's not even the story we're here to tell, actually.
No, it's not. But I think it sets the scene of like this yoga retreat center, you know, like a vegan restaurant, yoga classes, including like a couple's tantric yoga class.
Mm.
These beautiful pools with like hammocks.
Paint that vista page.
And being, you know, on the Gulf Coast, which is gorgeous. So, I mean, it sets the scene for when we were into the next day of the trip.
That was the Gulf Coast. I was like, wow, it's an interesting way to describe it, but it's
geography
actually very accurate.
Is here today.
Yeah, it was a pretty special little place. They had a juice bar. Mm-hmm. With some rope swings and a lot of yoga classes. Mm-hmm. A lot of like special wellness classes. And so, you know, I remember we did a few trips out of there, of course, to see some more of Tulum,
mm-hmm.
to the beach. We biked, and then, you know, I think there's a point on the trip where it's like, well, I think we got to just up this one notch of danger. Do you remember that?
The upping it one notch?
Yeah, just one notch.
Okay. I think with what happened, it was more than one notch, but...
Yeah, it was pretty... I agree. God.
It was a good idea, though. I think it was just, like, the way it ended up happening. So, you know.
Go on.
Oh, excuse me. You know, taking a bike from, like, where we were in Tulum all the way to the coast and the beaches, it's kind of a bike ride, and it's a little bit scary because everybody mostly has, I think, vehicles.
Yeah, that was just not safe.
So, you know, we were like... What's better than a bike that you don't have to pedal? Oh, an ATV, a four-wheeling ATV.
Yeah, that stands for all-terrain vehicle.
Correct. And I remember we booked it, and the guy came by, and it's funny because I don't think either of us... Maybe you have driven a four-wheeler.
Nah, never.
Oh, perfect. So neither of us had driven
one. Not even a three-wheeler, actually. Yeah, it was...
Neither of us had driven one. And he had to give us, like, a quick tutorial, and then he was just like, yeah, you're good. Just, like, be careful on the turns and don't go really fast. Like, don't go on the highway. like, stay away from going fast speeds on the highway. A lot of people are confident, and then they get on it. So we were like, cool. Well, like, let's just ATV over to the downtown area of Tulum, which is, like, a super tourist area because it's, like, resorts all along the ocean. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said we were on our way to find a cenote.
Yes. And what I was going to say, because I'm so excited to share it, is, but didn't mean to cut you off, is the first cenote that we looked up and arrived at on our ATV was one that, you know, they walked us to the water part of it and said, was it alligators or crocodiles? I always mess that up.
It's an alligator.
Okay, good. They said something like, you know, there's alligators in these waters, but they have been very peaceful for the last 30 years. It was well said, and I think I went, oh, well, let's hit the road, Paige. Like, I don't really want to swim with peaceful alligators. I could have an off day. You never know.
Could be turmoil.
It really could. And that really gave us some...
guidance.
Thank you. To move on. And so we drove our little ATV down that road.
Down that road. How dare you call it down
away
that
from
road.
The alligators.
How dare you call it down that road?
It was kind of bumpy.
The road or the experience?
Well, that's... Let me think. The road was a little rough. But it was kind of part of the whole... You know, I didn't feel like... At that point, we were just chilling. I think we looked pretty good on the ATV, to be honest.
Are you talking about near the downtown area, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's honestly so... I would honestly re-ATV in that area because I think it was pretty. I think everybody ATV'd too. Like, we were not the only ones.
Yeah.
There were tons of people, like, going back and forth, you know, like, other tourists that rented them. And we're trying to get to other cenotes. I think our decision was, though, to go to this one cenote area that was a little bit outside the downtown. And, like, on the map, it looked... possible, but I think it was in kilometers, and we both know how terrible I am with kilometers. And it's
always, yeah,
it's the way that we had to take to get there. I'm sorry, would you like to chip in?
No, I was thinking about kilometers. I think it's a very challenging thing for many people. You know, the fact that we're still in the metric system here just doesn't
ridiculous.
Make any sense.
We should not be in the metric system.
I just wanted to support you on that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. It would all be a lot easier if I just knew the metric system and not the imperial system. Anyway, because this route, we had to go a little bit outside the city. And you know what's funny is we were driving outside. Like, we were going towards the outside, and I remember seeing, like, three gas stations. And I feel like that's always, like, kind of the sign that you're on the outskirts of a city.
Yeah, it's definitely
and we were passing, and then there was, oh, what's that one tourist attraction, like, right outside of Tulum? Like, caverns or something?
I think I know what you're talking about, but I can't name it. But it's kind of a big...
It's like Aztec
something.
Ruins. Oh, yeah. I think it was the ruins.
Yeah.
You're right. And we had passed that.
We did.
And I'm like, you know, I don't know how much further we should go if kind of that's like the outskirt attraction of this city. Because, you know, being on ATV, you're really vulnerable. And then it kind of got worse. It went from, like, 30 miles per hour to, like, not 30. Like, much faster than 30 miles. Again, I still don't know what kilometers was, but unfortunately. But it went, let's just say it went to actually, like, a highway. Like, interstate level road.
Yeah, pretty quickly.
And I'm like, well, we're already kind of down it. And I think I kept looking, because you were driving. And I had your phone on your back, and I was like, I mean, it doesn't look that much further. I think we just have to get there. That was...
Paige, you told me to turn around like 20 times. And I thought about that, too. I mean, I was like, you know, it was a two-lane highway with a full barrier in between. So it was kind of a tough decision because actually I felt, after we realized, yeah, we're on the highway on ATV. And then, you know, thankfully, the cars were super respectful and kept their distance from us. To be real.
Could you imagine, like, These dumbasses.
Yeah, I mean, we must have looked ridiculous. And I think as we got onto it, yeah, it just seemed like, oh, we're not far from it. Actually, the safest thing to do would be to get there, because there was no turnaround. I mean, it was like, it was kind of one of those situations where you're like, okay, I guess we just gotta, like,
get there. Like, we just have to, like, kind of face forward and go.
Yeah, but we were going, I think, maxed out on the speed of it. And I would say it's one of those stories that, you know, you just make sure you tell your moms a couple of years later.
Yeah, I can't tell Kathleen about this story quite yet.
No, Deborah's is, you know, probably going to be listening to this, but she already knows. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Your finger is still kind of, like, permanently damaged.
Yeah, I sustained, like, a lifelong injury from that. I think it's because I was holding the clutch and the gas and the brake so intensely, because I was nervous, but I was trying to keep it together because I knew, you know, just kind of stay focused, keep moving forward, and get Pigeon safely to our cenote.
What a theme for us to, like, be in our transit and, like, try to pretend that we're not entirely just in a full anxiety.
That is true. Yeah, that seems to happen to us. Transit is just... However, in my opinion, you know, I feel like it was right on the edge of danger.
Yeah.
And thankfully, it was in broad daylight. We made it there. Oh, yeah. The drivers, I think that too was a huge factor, because I think if there were trucks, and the way people drive sometimes in the U.S. is really scary. So I actually appreciated that, for the most part, even though we were crazy and ended up on this highway for a couple miles, you know, we made it without any issues.
Agreed.
Except when we get there, you know, I think we both had to process the fact that we were still alive and okay. And so we had kind of like a silent lunch to
reflect. I'm pretty sure the people that ran that buffet too, they were like, are those two okay? Because I think I was tearing up because I was kind of like in shock a little bit. I was like, oh my God. Like, that was...
Yeah, it was just
because it's
us.
A couple miles, but it's a... I mean, on an ATV, a couple miles takes a minute.
It took at least a couple minutes. And yeah, it was just us at this restaurant. And then after we had a good meal and
it was good food.
Talked a little bit, we realized, you know, we're ready to enjoy these cenotes, which... You know, Pidge, I think some people are probably like, what in the cenote is a cenote?
People are probably asking that.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You know, you can Google it yourself. We're not telling you.
Okay.
Google it in.
Anyway.
That's my dad.
This cenote actually was cool. I think we did a good job picking it. I know it was a really, like, a tourist attraction, but it was a beautiful, like, all the water was so clear.
It's called tortugas.
I really enjoyed that because it's kind of surreal when you're in, like, a deep cenote and you look down into the water and it's really deep.
Very deep.
I'm sorry.
How deep? What was it?
You're
saying it's deep?
Something feet. I don't know.
Wow.
But it was cool because there was, like, a cavern one, and then there was this, like, really open one, and then there was that one that I jumped off a cliff, and it was like a 15-foot jump.
Yeah, that was a really funny one because, you know, at the ripe age of whatever, however old I am, I remember Pedro was like, oh, wow, look at this gigantic jump. There was a smaller jump into a cenote, there was five cenotes I think we saw. The one before that one, I was like, oh, I'm in, let's do it. And on that small jump, I think I felt one of my ass cheeks leave my body. And so I realized, you know, when you were like, hey, look at this next one, which was three or four times the height, I was like, Paige, I will get a great picture of you jumping into my arms, or I'll be actually, like, a little far away from you so you have a safe landing.
Thank you.
And your jump off of a pretty tall cenote. I was proud of you. Oh, it was, like, pretty brave because that one was huge.
It's one of those things that I, like, really... try to focus on is when something, like, kind of scares me like that. But I know I'm, like, safe, but, like, it scares me. I'm definitely gonna push my, especially jumping off something, because I already have a fear of falling, especially being, like, heights wise. So 100% would do that. I'm not gonna lie though, like, my tits did jump out of place when I, like, got up to the top and I, like, looked down.
What do you mean by out of place?
Like, they
They each jumped themselves. They
were also nervous. Like, all three of us were looking over the edge like, oh, shit.
Wow. That's like you a look really... Small. Thank you. That's a depicting... You like the word depict?
I do.
That is quite a depiction. Sorry, I'm still picturing that. Everyone else can move on, you know, and turn to the next part. I need to picture the three of you jumping for a few seconds. Just give me a couple seconds here. Silence.
We're going to move on.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that happened, and...
And then we still had things... I'm sorry, go ahead. Was there something else with the cinema?
No, I was going to... You got it.
Oh, I was going to say, like, we still had to get home.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
We still had to get back to the resort. And I think that anxiety, like, subtly stayed with me the whole time we were, like, touring. I was like, shit, like, we still have to go back on that highway to go back to the resort. And I feel like I knew that the whole time, but I was like, okay, we can get through. And you know what's funny is it's like one of those things, like once you get past that fear of like whatever doing it, it's a lot easier. Because the way back, I swear, was like a third of the time that we spent trying to get there.
The road got shorter, actually. When we spent time at the cenote, they just kind of...
Collided? We just got collided. I'm sorry, were you going to try to make a pun out of that?
Maybe. I was trying too hard, though. I just think that, like... We had discussed a few options, our listeners. We were thinking, like, hey, you know, I remember thinking, like, you know, we could totally just get this ATV in the back of a truck and take a taxi back, whatever. We just decided together, like, let's just take it slow, John Legend style, and and we will be back in no time. And it actually really felt that way. It was kind of
a lot safer
on the way back. And then we were back in town. And Paige had wanted to go that night to a restorative yoga class. Not just because of this terrifying experience, but because it looked kind of good.
I love yin yoga. That's gotta be one of my favorites. Not when it's like a complex yin. Like, I don't want to hold like warrior two for like 5 minutes. But like a good yin class and restorative class where I'm just holding that position, I will 100% enjoy it, especially when it's at, like, 8 o'clock at night in, like, Mexico weather in February, which is, like, a perfect 82 degrees.
Perfect to take a nap. And when we got to this restorative yoga class, let me just say, like, Pidge restorative.
It was very restorative.
Pidge restorative.
Restorated.
Restorated.
There you go.
Immediately. I looked over and just heard Widget enjoying the restoration of the class.
I feel
asleep immediately.
You have never confirmed whether I was very audibly like snoring in the car.
Yeah, very loud.
Was it really?
Yeah, the rest of the class did not restore, but Paige fully restored 100%
power. Okay, I'm being serious about my question. I feel like I've asked you this before.
Was
I really snoring?
Yeah,
class?
It was probably a medium level.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
like the whole class?
I was right next to you.
Like the whole class?
Yeah.
Because at one
90%.
Point, at one point I had to take that cricket out.
No, that's true. I was going to share that as well, is that at some wild, random point in this class, Pidge just awakened, and, you know, all the rest of us were doing all these restorative poses and such, and Pidge just, like, escorted this little cricket out of the class that was betwixt us, and then went back to sleep.
I only remember a couple things from that class. So I remember getting to the class, setting up against the wall. I remember being up against the wall, like my legs up, you know, letting the blood flow.
Oh, yeah.
I remember rescuing the cricket, and I remember like opening my eyes, and my eyes were really dry from my contacts.
Mm.
And I remember going back into that position, and then I just remember waking up. You're like, oh, we did restorative poses. I'm like, we did.
I don't think that there's any wrong way to do a restorative yoga class, but I'd say that the most right way is what Pigeon did.
It's just taking a nap.
The teacher was impressed.
Was she?
Maybe intimidated by your like embodiment of restoration. Yeah, it was actually impressive. But also might have shown how stressful the ATV experience was. But, you know, just living, Tuluming.
That was Tulum.
Yeah. We went there, and it was only a few days, you know?
This was all in a matter... Yeah, excuse you.
Excuse me.
It was only a... Yeah, you gotta go into, like, the Space Jam alien voice there.
Yeah, excuse me.
Oh, right. I wish I could do that. It's really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a very special trip. A short one, but sweet and, you know, dangerous. In the best of ways.
In the best. It's always good, I think, to be a little bit stressed.
It is.
I think it's good.
On vacation?
Well, on vacation kind of sucks, but I do think some stressful experiences are sometimes good for you.
That could be, I think, I see what you're saying. I feel like that vacation was kind of funny, though, because I think we both were pretty stressed out.
Yeah, personally.
From work stuff and just in general.
It was a wild time.
And we're like, oh, let's go relax at this forest yoga retreat. And unfortunately, we ended up on the highway on an ATV, you know.
And then taking a nap in a restorative yoga class.
We didn't know at that point it would end up being a podcast. So,
but we did have the best fish tacos.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
The three of them that were precariously placed in terms of north-south?
No, do you remember when you were ordering from that one little restaurant on the beach and then you accidentally, in Spanish, ordered two of the exact same order?
Yeah, I was trying to impress Paige with my Spanish.
So we ended up with six tacos.
Ended up with a table full of tacos.
We ate all of them, though. No problem.
Those are good with some Ronas!
Have to.
Yeah, that's kind of what you need is that taco Rona Corona combo to relax out after a pretty wild adventure. So that's our first, you know, what'd you call this again? Our paper
topic cup.
Topic cup. And, you know, I don't even remember what we put in there, but I'm excited to see what we pull out.
I'm excited too. I actually forgot half of them that are in here. I know there's a lot that's like non-destination related, and I'm if they get like a little surprise. But you'll have to keep pitching.
Sorry, that was my siren for excitement.
Perfect. So you'll have to, I think, keep listening just to see what else is out there.
Yeah, or not. I mean, we might record another one in a couple of years.
It might take us around 2 years.
Just savor. Every time we put one out there, just savor the...
Just or savor. Not. Or just don't. Savor.
Or just listen to the other podcasts you actually like that are routine
cool.
And, you know, predictable.
Oh, I thought you were talking about our other ones.
No. No, those are pretty good, actually. We had to re-listen to them, you know, to remember how we cast. And I thought that, you know, reminded me, that's how our podcast ended up being unofficially sponsored by at least 4 to 5 entities.
We still have not been sponsored. We do have to own up to that.
Audacity.
The audacity of GasX. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean,
I still use them.
Like, I faxed them and they didn't respond.
You faxed.
No one faxes these
Nobody
days.
Faxes.
It takes a lot of work.
Nobody faxes. You know what's funny is we keep getting like invites though for like random jewelry companies and I'm like, no, we don't want your jewelry.
And I think that they're getting mixed responses because I'm just like, yes.
No. Is that why we have 4 packages out the door of random cheap chains?
I'm just saying, say yes to the dress. You know what I'm saying? They keep asking me. I'm like, if you got the goods, you got the goods. I'm just kidding. Solidarity.
Thank you.
Yeah, this podcast is long. Let's cut it off.
Deuces.
What's that pitch?